Welcome to An Encouraged Heart. This is Cynthia, and thank you for joining me for Bible study. Currently, we are studying Jesus, listening for his voice. This study covers Mark chapter 7 through 13 and is a continuation of the previous study, Jesus experiencing his touch. And that study covers Mark chapters 1 through 6. If you are new to my podcast, I encourage you to go back and listen to not only the last Bible study, but several others that I hope will be a blessing to you. And just so you know, you can find the following Bible studies on my podcast: Living Victoriously in Difficult Times, Being a Disciple, Counting the Real Cost, Loving God and Others, The Heart of True Faith, and Jesus Experiencing His Touch. You can purchase any one of the Bible study workbooks by simply going online to Precept Ministries. The books are part of Precept's 40-minute Bible study series. I have included a link to their website in the description section of each episode. Also, you will notice as I read through the text, I will ask you to mark keywords and phrases. This method of Bible study allows us to carefully observe the text so that we can more effectively understand and interpret God's Word. And now, please open your Bibles and join me in a word of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, I pray that you would help us to remove all distractions so that we can hear clearly from you. Let your perfect will be done in the lives of each one who is listening today. In Jesus' name, amen. Today we will begin in Mark chapter 8. And before I begin looking at some verses, I'd like to share with you the week 2 introduction that is found in the Bible study workbook on page 17 for those of you who have purchased the Bible study. Okay, and it says here, many followed Jesus simply for the dinner and the show. Everywhere he went, exciting events seemed to take place. But what power was behind these wondrous happenings? Who was this Jesus they had chosen to follow, and what did he expect from them? What a life-shaping, defining study awaits us this week. You are about to discover the answers to these questions and learn what it truly means to be a follower of Jesus Christ. Also, in the observation section, it says, in the first book of our three-part study in the Gospel of Mark, Jesus experiencing his touch, we read in Mark 6 about Jesus feeding 5,000 men, not counting women and children, with only 5 loaves and 2 fish, with baskets full left over. Now we're about to study another awesome miracle just 2 chapters later. As you read, consider not just the events described, but also what the words of Jesus reveal that can help you understand him better. So in this episode, we're going to look at Mark chapter 8, verses 1 through 12. And in the observation section, it also tells us to mark every reference to Jesus with a cross. We're going to also underline with an arrow every mention of the word disciples. And we're going to mark Pharisees with a capital P. Okay, so again, Mark chapter 8, verses 1 through 12. It says, in those days when there was again a large crowd and they had nothing to eat, Jesus called his disciples and said to them, so mark Jesus, mark his, also mark disciples, and mark them, which refers to disciples, of course. I feel compassion for the people because they have remained with me now 3 days and have nothing to eat. So mark I for Jesus, me also for Jesus. The next verse, if I send them away hungry to their homes, mark I for Jesus, they will faint on the way, and some of them have come from a great distance. And his disciples answered him, so mark his and him for Jesus, mark disciples. Where will anyone be able to find enough bread here in this desolate place to satisfy these people? And he was asking them, so mark he for Jesus, mark them for disciples. How many loaves do you have? Mark you for disciples. And they said, 7. Mark they. Moving on, and he directed the people to sit down, so mark he for Jesus. So again, he directed them to sit down on the ground, and taking the 7 loaves, he gave thanks and broke them, so mark he for Jesus, and started giving them to his disciples to serve to them. Mark his for Jesus, mark disciples, and they served them to the people. Mark they for the disciples. Moving on to verse 7, they also had a few small fish, so mark they for disciples, and after he had blessed them, so mark he for Jesus, he ordered these to be served as well, mark he for Jesus, and they ate and were satisfied. And they picked up 7 large baskets full of what was left over of the broken pieces, mark they for disciples. About 4,000 were there, and he sent them away, mark he for Jesus. And immediately he entered the boat with his disciples and came to the district of Dalmanutha. So in this verse, you should have marked he for Jesus, his for Jesus, and disciples. Moving on to verse 11. The Pharisees came out and began to argue with him. Mark Pharisees, mark him for Jesus. Seeking from him a sign from heaven. Mark him for Jesus to test him. Again, mark him for Jesus. In the last verse, sighing deeply in his spirit, mark his for Jesus. He said, mark he for Jesus, of course. Why does this generation seek for a sign? Truly, I say to you, mark I for Jesus, you refers to the Pharisees, no sign will be given to this generation. Okay, and as always, I will reread the text without interruption. So again, we're looking at verses 1 through 12 and Mark chapter 8. In those days when there was again a large crowd and they had nothing to eat, Jesus called his disciples and said to them, I feel compassion for the people because they have remained with me now 3 days and have nothing to eat. If I send them away hungry to their homes, they will faint on the way, and some of them have come from a great distance. And his disciples answered him, where will anyone be able to find enough bread here in this desolate place to satisfy these people? And he was asking them, how many loaves do you have? And they said, 7. And he directed the people to sit down on the ground, and taking the 7 loaves, he gave thanks and broke them and started giving them to his disciples to serve to them. And they served them to the people. They also had a few small fish, and after he had blessed them, he ordered these to be served as well. And they ate and were satisfied, and they picked up 7 large baskets full of what was left over of the broken pieces. About 4,000 were there, and he sent them away. And immediately he entered the boat with his disciples and came to the district of Dalmanutha. The Pharisees came out and began to argue with him, seeking from him a sign from heaven to test him. Sighing deeply in his spirit, he said, why does this generation seek for a sign? Truly, I say to you, no sign will be given to this generation. Okay. And as always, we have questions which follow the passage. And the first one says, what do you learn from marking references to Jesus in verses 1 through 3? Jesus called his disciples over to him and expressed his compassion for those who had gathered around him, for they had been with him for 3 days and had nothing to eat. He told his disciples that if he were to send them away hungry, they would most likely faint on the way home, since some had come from a great distance. So here, we know that Jesus saw their physical needs as well as, of course, their spiritual needs. Okay, moving on to the next question. It says, what did he say and how did the disciples respond? Again, what did he say and how did the disciples respond? He communicates his concern for the people, as I just mentioned in the previous response. Also, we see the disciples, how they responded in verse 4. And it says here, "Where will anyone be able to find enough bread here in this desolate place to satisfy these people?" Okay. Moving on to the next question, it says, "How did Jesus involve the disciples in meeting the needs of the people? What did they do and observe?" Jesus asked his disciples how many loaves of bread did they have, which we read, of course, in verse 5. And we know that they responded that they had 7 loaves. Jesus told the people to sit down. He took the loaves and gave thanks, broke them, and gave them to his disciples to serve the crowd. The disciples also had a few small fish, which Jesus also gave thanks for them, and instructed his disciples to once again serve the crowd as well with the fish. The people, of course, they ate and they were satisfied. The disciples picked up leftovers, which were 7 large baskets full. Okay. And we read also that about 4,000 were fed before Jesus sent them away. Okay. And question 4 says, "What do you observe about Jesus by listening to his words and the situation? How can this shape your perspective on life today?" Well, like Jesus, we may be called to minister to the whole person. We may be called to minister not only to perhaps their spiritual needs, but also their physical needs. Also, Jesus gave thanks for the bread and the fish, so we are to give thanks to the Lord for all that we have. Also, there, of course, we saw an interchange with Jesus and the Pharisees. They came to him and began arguing, asking him for a sign from heaven to test him. And Jesus says, as we read in verse 12, "Why does this generation seek for a sign? Truly I say to you, no sign will be given to this generation." So I think this is a reminder to each of us that we are to put our trust in the Lord and we are not to seek after a sign. Okay? I am going to conclude our study for today. I pray that today's lesson was a blessing to you. If so, I encourage you to share this Bible study with a friend. And if you would like to share your thoughts on today's verses, please leave a comment wherever you listen to An Encouraged Heart. For those of you who are new listeners, you can find An Encouraged Heart on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, Spotify, and several other social media platforms. You can even ask Alexa to play An Encouraged Heart on Apple Podcast. Take care, and I look forward to you joining me next time. God bless.